cartoons are done, and there's nothing left but public TV. So we switch it on over, and there is someone who I swear must be talking to me. He says, "Good morning, how are you, neighbor? It's a beautiful day where you are." When he pleadingly asks, "Won't you be mine?" I think yes, though it's just from afar. And I think I'm in love with Mr. Rogers, his sweet voice so gentle and kind. Wearing sweaters that were knit by his mother, Mr. Rogers, you're good for my mind. I turn from his warm looks, and to my relief, my kids are still there on the floor. Then I hear Trolley hail the land of make-believe, and I know that I must get on board. When we get there, I imagine I'm rested, that my mind is completely unblown, and my fingernails are long, and my willpower is strong, and my time is truly my own. Good morning, how are you, neighbor? It's a beautiful day where you are. With patience and calm understanding, you can make your life better by far. Back in the real world, and my hair's still a mess, and the toys are still strewn o'er the floor. But my heart is revived, and my head is restored from the peace I found with him once more. And I think I'm in love with Mr. Rogers, his sweet voice so gentle and kind. Wearing sweaters that were knit by his mother, Mr. Rogers, you're good for my mind.